The next 2 weeks of Parliament will be busy. And as you heard earlier, there's a lot on the line for the government. Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. Michelle, good morning. We just spoke with the Finance Minister, Katie Gallagher. And as we know, it all come down to the numbers in the Senate. She says they're negotiating with everyone still on those key bills. But it looks like safeguard mechanism isn't close to a deal, is it?
Well, it's certainly very difficult, I think, for both the government and the Greens. It's really, really high stakes here. The government has to get this legislation through for the action to start on July 1, and this is key to its climate policy. And as for the Greens, well, of course, their base want them to hang tough on on the demand to ban new coal and gas projects, which the government just won't do. So it's a question of whether the government can find some concessions that will at least be face-saving for the Greens. If the Greens don't allow this legislation through, I think it'll be very bad for them in the eyes of some of their supporters, but of course good in the eyes of those really hardliners.
There was another element to that interview I just would love to pick your brain on, which is Katie Gallagher's response to single parents. She really tried to distance herself from the previous Gillard government's decision to end those payments and said it was on the government's agenda. That's a bit of a game changer, isn't it?
Well, I thought that she was in a holding position actually on a number of issues in that interview, and obviously felt rather awkward because she had no definite position. But remember, when it comes to payments, the government's going to be under a lot of pressure in this budget because it has that committee that was set up as a concession to David Pocock on the industrial relations legislation, which is looking at the adequacy of payments. And there's a lot of emphasis on the adequacy of the unemployment payment. And these things cost a lot. So if the government wanted to extend into the single parent payment, changing that, it would be more of a cost in a budget that the Treasurer keeps reiterating, rightly, is under a lot of long-term pressure.
The other issue, of course, is cost of living. There's this story out today in The Australian that the ACTU will be calling for award and minimum wages to increase with inflation to more than 7%. I put that to Katie Gallagher, and yes, you're right, holding pattern there too. But interestingly, I did try and push her because last year, you know, we all remember the Prime Minister saying absolutely that the minimum wage workers should get essentially that they shouldn't go backwards, but not the same guarantee this morning.
Yes, she did say don't expect a figure in the government submission, which I thought was interesting. But clearly the language is important, as you said, and the government, I don't think, will be as strong in its language as it was in its earlier submission, because I can't see it encouraging a wage rise of this magnitude, even though, of course, the inflation level and cost of living pressures are so great. But that would seem a very large rise.
Very much so. Just final comment on the Productivity Commission, if I can get you on it. The Productivity Commission's report came out last week. The ACTU has been vocal in its criticism of the Productivity Commission. And Michael Brennan tells us he's open to change too. He's the chair. Is that looming?
Jim Chalmers has said that overhaul of the Productivity Commission, some changes he thinks would be desirable. So I think, yes, that is looming, but it's a question of what these changes are, whether they blunt the teeth of the Productivity Commission. And it was interesting last week that the ACTU said that the only real, and I quote, the only real solution is to scrap it. Now, it's not going to be scrapped, but it's a question of whether it will be weakened to any significant extent, because it often presents recommendations that governments don't like, and certainly the government doesn't like some of the recommendations in this latest very comprehensive report.
Michelle Grattan, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University, and of course our regular Monday commentator, Michelle Grattan.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.